the April 1st meeting of the Planning Commission to order. Commissioner Marks, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Commissioner Marks. Roll call, please, Grace.
Commissioner Hetherington.
Present.
Commissioner Jack.
Here.
Commissioner Marks.
Here.
Commissioner O'Grady.
Here.
Commissioner O'Keefe.
Here.
Vice Chairperson Slane.
Here.
Chairperson Fonzie.
Here.
All present.
We're
Yes. 7-0. Motion passes.
Thank you. Planning Commission business. I think the only thing we have to go over tonight is the change in the public comment period, which is now at a 3-minute time limit. This public comment period can be changed in the order that it proceeds on our agenda. The City Council has chosen to put it after the consent agenda. We could leave it where it is if we choose. Is there any discussion on this matter? Seeing none, let's leave it where it is unless we have a good reason to change it. Let's move on to disclosure of ex parte communications. Commissioner Hetherington, we'll start with you.
Nothing to report.
Commissioner Marks?
I have nothing.
I have nothing.
Nothing? Commissioner Jack?
I drove by the property in question just to get an idea of the locale and that.
Thank you.
I talked to no one.
Commissioner O'Grady?
Well, I live about a mile from the site, and the road takes me past Guyena Street, I think it is, and so that's about as close as I've gotten.
Thank you. Commissioner O'Keefe?
Nothing to report.
Thank you. I'd now like to open this up to public comment. This portion of the meeting is reserved for anybody in the audience that wishes to address the commission on any matter that is not on the current agenda.
Good evening, planning commissioners. I just thought I'd take this opportunity to speak to you and the rest of the community that might be watching, because the Atascadero Rotary Club will be dedicating the Park Course Fitness Station that's at the corner of Santa Rosa and Lakeview Drive on this Friday afternoon at 4.
I don't think we have anything on that. Let's move on to the staff reports and public hearings. Our first item is for the Kmart project, Carl's Jr., and I understand this is not before us tonight. Could you fill us in, staff, please?
We did receive an email from the applicant wishing to continue the item and postpone the hearing this evening.
Do we need to have a vote on the continuance?
Yes, you do.
Do I have a motion
yes.
for continuance?
So moved.
Commissioner Jack, a second, please.
I'll second.
Commissioner O'Grady, roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Jack?
Yes.
Commissioner O'Grady?
Yes.
Commissioner Marks?
Yes.
Commissioner O'Keefe?
Yes.
Yes.
Commissioner Hetherington?
Yes.
Vice Chairperson Slane?
Yes.
Chairperson Fonzie?
Yes.
7-0. Motion passes.
Thank you. And Commissioner Hetherington, you had a question?
Don't we have an opportunity for discussion before voting?
We can or we can take it
okay.
to a motion. It's not required. And
okay.
since this was administerial, I didn't think we had any discussion. I apologize.
Okay. I just had a question for staff about this. If it's continued, does it come back as the same reconsideration, or is there a time increment here that we need to be sensitive to?
It would come back as a reconsideration. So that's currently the applicant's application is to reconsider an expired project.
Okay, let's move on to item number 2 on our agenda. This would be reconsideration of conditional use permit 2007-0203 located at 9525 Guyena Court. Staff report, please.
Yes, thank you. Good evening, commissioners. This next item before you is an amendment to a previously approved conditional use permit to allow 2 additional clients at an existing residential care facility. So currently, the facility houses 8 clients, which was approved in 2007. They are proposing to add 2 additional clients in an existing, currently vacated bedroom that could be used to house them, and it is the amendment to their original CUP. So for those of you not familiar, this is the location of the proposed care facility where it's currently existing on Guyena Court, just off of Llano and Santa Lucia. This is an aerial view of the property showing the property location and grounds. You can see the residence care facility is located in this area here, and there is parking in front of the residence for clients, employees, and visitors. These are a couple photos of the site showing the parking area off of the street as it currently exists today. The findings for the amendment to the conditional use permit to allow two additional clients are listed in your staff report, as always. And staff and the applicant is available if you have any questions.
Any questions for staff?
Yes.
Commissioner O'Grady?
Earlier last year, didn't this project come before this body, or was it continued, or was it something like it?
The previous conditional use permit that came before you in 2007 was to allow eight clients. So this would allow an additional two clients to the facility.
Okay. When this project was originally approved back, I'm not sure when, but...
Residential care facilities that have six clients or less are not regulated or not allowed to be regulated by cities. It's a state law that exempts them and considers them families. So a care facility does not need approval through the city through a conditional use permit process until they exceed six people. So prior to that, they existed as a six or less person facility and were not regulated through the city.
Were there any CCNRs that otherwise restricted that property?
The city is not responsible for enforcing CCNRs. The residents within a community are, so we're not aware of any CCNRs.
Okay, so no one's come to you in the past and made any comments or requests about that property?
That's correct.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
I do.
Commissioner Marks?
Is there a maximum? Is there a maximum number of patients or clients that could reside here?
This particular conditional use permit process would cap the number of clients at 10. Through state licensing, I believe that there's a different range which the applicant can address, but under this conditional use permit, they would not be allowed anything above 10 clients.
Okay, but they could come back later if they wanted, say 12 or 14?
They could come back later. I believe that the way the current facility is set up, that this is the maximum that it really could handle based on the layout.
Okay, thank you.
Commissioner O'Grady?
Perhaps your last comment anticipated my question, but I mean, there were originally six, and so I assume the facility would be built for six, and then it went to eight, and now it's 10. Have you been able to evaluate the physical property and its suitability for that substantial increase from six to 10?
We have evaluated the septic system, those sorts of issues surrounding the property. The fire marshal has visited the property in terms of exiting requirements for this type of care facility, and it does meet all current standards. I believe the applicant currently has two people in her family that are residing in the house that will be moving out, and so this room became available for two additional clients.
Any other questions? Seeing none, I open it up to the applicant. Please approach the podium if you wish to speak and tell us your name and your address and about your project.
I'm Ruth Fryage, and I'm the owner of Paradise Valley Care. And we decided to go ahead and open the larger room, the master bedroom. It's very large. It's 18 by 20, and it's got an extra bathroom in there. We decided to do this because it's just we've always been on a waiting list. There's been a lot of requests for a couple to take that room. And we love what we do, and so we decided to go ahead and do this. We've never had any problem with septic systems or anything of that nature. There's plenty of parking for people that, you know, come to visit, and so we decided to go ahead and extend it to two more, but that'll be the max that we will ask for.
Thank you, Ruth. Any questions? Commissioner Hetherington?
Thank you very much. With this master bedroom opening up, is there a law or a rule that says that you have to have somebody on site 24/7? Was that any?
Well, there is.
There is? Okay. It's not dependent on the people that were living in this master bedroom.
Oh, no. Okay. No. Me and my husband slept there. We moved to the other side of the house. My son and his wife were living with us for a short time, but they since moved out.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Commissioner Marks?
Mainly seniors? Senior citizens?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
Commissioner Jack?
I have a couple of questions here. How many people are permanently on staff?
We have six.
Okay. And how many of those are involved in providing care for the residents?
Six.
All six? What level of care is there?
Non-ambulatory.
Is it like assisted living type
it
thing?
It is. It is assisted living, yeah.
So there is not an ambulatory situation or?
Well, there is. All the rooms have French doors that, and all the doors are on security, which when they open up, it has an alarm. The fire marshal came by to see it, and he's very pleased with it.
Okay. Those are the two main things that I had.
Thank you. Commissioner O'Grady?
Other than the city inspections, what other agencies inspect your facilities, and what do they look for when they do the inspections?
Well, the ombudsman just came by about a month ago, and they usually come by every few months or so, and she found everything very well, and we were just in the process of doing this wonderful activity with the ladies, Easter, coloring Easter eggs, I guess. And she was very pleased with everything. And then we have licensing that comes once a year. We just recently got one, and she found everything really well. I haven't been seen for 5 years, which is it's kind of good, but... but all the reports that I've gotten, they just always enjoy coming to Paradise Valley. Paramedics do too. So
that's a state license.
It is. It is a state license. Yeah,
okay.
We've been open for 10 years now.
Thank you very much, and appreciate the service you provide to our community.
Thank you. My honor.
Commissioner O'Keefe?
I did visit your facility the first time that you came in for approval, and I want to express my appreciation for the work that you do. I know there's always a long waiting list. Some of the places are pretty dingy, and they don't have a good feel to them. You definitely have a very nice ambience there for your clients.
Thank you. I appreciate for you saying that. We really do. It's really unique. Me and my husband, we live on the premises, and we just love these ladies. A lot of them have been with me for 5-6 years. So it's a big job, but we love what we do. If we didn't, we wouldn't be doing it.
Commissioner Slane?
I'd like to make a comment. I know these folks personally and the care facility that they have for the last 10 years, and you can't find a cleaner, a more well cared for their patients than what they have there. And, you know, someday when I get old, a lot older, I hope to be taken care of like they take care of their clients there. It's really a remarkable place.
Thank you. Any other questions? Thank you, Ruth. We appreciate your stepping up to the podium.
You're welcome.
Would anybody else in the public like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I close the public comment portion and bring it back to the commission for a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Let's hear the motion first.
Moving things right along.
Sorry, Joe.
You're already running out, aren't you? I recommend that the Planning Commission adopt Resolution PC 2008-0019, approving an amendment to PLN 2007-1190, based on findings and subject to conditions of approval.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner O'Keefe?
Yes.
Commissioner O'Grady?
Yes.
Commissioner Jack?
Yes.
Commissioner Hetherington?
Yes.
Commissioner Marks?
Yes.
Vice Chairperson Slane?
Yes.
Chairperson Fonzie?
Yes.
7-0. Motion passes.
Thank you, Grace. And that concludes our public portion of the hearing. And we're back to Commissioner comments and reports. Does anyone have something they'd like to speak about? Commissioner O'Grady.
Yes. This evening, this is back on the Carl's Jr. item that was continued. We all received a piece of paper tonight, and I was just trying to glance at it and see what it was. But it does ask a question of the Planning Commission, and it says, would the Planning Commission frown on our sending a very detailed letter in lieu of having an owner from, what is it, Allied
Retail
LLC appear at the meeting? I guess I assume this was Carl's Jr., or maybe I'm wrong about that. Is Allied Carl's Jr.?
Warren, could you address this?
Oh, I'm sorry. What?
Steve?
Kelly? Allied Retail Partners is the owner representative on the site. Carl's Jr. was the applicant a few years ago when the conditional use permit was first approved.
So did this pertain to item one?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So they're asking, instead of having an owner from Allied there, if there could be a letter instead. So I thought perhaps we would want to discuss that.
I don't know whether there's any problem with us discussing this when it's been continued. Could you comment on that for us, Warren?
Yeah, you really passed the item. You can only have brief discussions, but you can't have debate or deliberation about the issue.
So as far as the status of a letter versus an applicant, is that a problem to discuss?
I don't believe it's an issue you needed to discuss tonight. So
thank you.
Well, we're in communication with the applicant, and we're going to, you know, get this item reorganized and back to the commission in a orderly fashion.
Thank you. Is there any other commissioner comments?
Well, if we're going to discuss that at all, I think the applicant really needs to be here if we've got any questions for them. And a letter is not going to really answer everything that we have. So if we're going to put forth the effort to be here to continue this, I think they need to have that effort to come and be here and present what they want.
I agree with that.
Okay. I think we have consensus on that. Commissioner Hetherington?
I agree. I would rather have somebody that answers questions.
It's interesting how we're discussing it when we weren't
right.
supposed
Let's
to
move on to
it.
Other comments. Does anyone else have something they'd like to speak on besides what our comments were? Seeing none, we move to the director's report.
A couple quick items for you. You should have received a letter or document from the city clerk, Marcia, regarding our process for stepping down when you have a conflict of interest. So I just wanted to go over that really quickly. When and if a commissioner has a conflict on the item, they do need to disclose what that is, whether it's a locational conflict, you know, that you live within the 500-foot boundary, or that you have some sort of financial interest. So you need to disclose that in the record before you step down. What we're asking the commissioners and the council members to do when they step down is to go over to room 5, which is right behind the screen. We have that room set up where there's a radio that rebroadcasts the dialogue in the room so that you can hear what's going on and know when to come back into the room. We have had issues where some commissioners have wanted to speak on an item that they had a conflict on. You are allowed, if you're conflicted out, to still speak on an item as a member of the public, but you're only allowed to be in the room when you're either in line to speak or speaking. So if you want to speak, you have to come in, stand in line, speak. As soon as you're done speaking, You must return back to room 5. You can't sit down or remain in the room to hear any of the discussion or deliberation. So that's the process. That applies to all the commissions as well as the council. And if you have any questions, I could answer those, or we could refer them to the clerk if they're more complicated.
Thank you, Warren. Anything else, or is that all we have?
A couple other just quick things. For your next Planning Commission meeting, we're looking at April 15th. Staff's been working with the Rite Aid applicants on revising the project, so that will be on your next agenda. The Colony Square project, which is the project out here in the parking lots, coming back for an amendment to the tentative map. So that project's moving forward, but they need to amend the map in order to process that through. So you'll be reviewing that map. And then it looks like we have a couple time extensions as well. And Carrie Margeson, one of our associate planners, has resigned. She's leaving the city as of this Friday, so wanted to let you all know that we're going to be transferring Carrie's projects to the other existing staff. So if you had a question or something regarding a project Carrie was working on, you'd probably go through Steve McCarris on that, and we'll be looking at, you know, refilling that position, and we'll let you know how that's working out.
So she's been working on the housing issue, and she has a lot of information about that. That's going to be a loss.
Yeah, she was our housing specialist, did a lot of work on the affordable housing program, and we're definitely, it's going to take a while to refill those shoes. But that's in process as we speak.
Would you wish her well for me?
Certainly.
I think from all of us. Thank you.
I'll pass that along. That concludes my report.
Thank you. Any questions regarding reports?
I have a question. What kind of a change with the tentative map for Colony Square? Briefly.
Briefly, they're adding some additional lots.
Oh, okay. Additional lots. I mean, the acreage, the size hasn't changed, so are they reconfiguring it? Is that what you're saying?
They're going to reconfigure the project so that the roads and parking areas are on separate lots. Originally, they weren't. They've run into some financing and liability issues related to not having those roads and driveways on separate lots. So to deal with those, they needed to revise the map and put those on separate lots so that they're not tied to the buildings as closely.
Okay.
Warren, do you see one of these items being shorter than the other so that we could put that at the beginning of the agenda and put the more controversial one towards
the
end?
Yeah, we'll be looking at arranging the agenda so that we'll try to stack it in a manner that makes sense like that.
Very good. Thank you. Any other comments before we adjourn? Seeing none, I adjourn the meeting. I think it's a new record here. Very short.
Dad?